You wake up in the middle of the night and your throat is really dry. All you want to do is to grab the drink right next to your bed, make a berachav she'akol, take a sip, and go back to sleep. But to do netilat yadayim at that point, it's a hassle, it's difficult, you're in bed, it's the middle of the night, you're lying down. You're not going to do netilat yadayim. Are you allowed to make a beracha even before doing netilat yadayim? Rashba and Rosh, the two opinions we discussed yesterday, both write that netilat yadayim is necessary only before Kiryat Shema and Amida. Any and all other berachot are permitted to be said even before doing netilat yadayim. Rashba explained, netilat yadayim in his eyes is because of our new creation in the morning, our new approach to God in worship, much like the Kohen in Avodah needed to do netilat yadayim beforehand. That's for the core portions of Avodah, Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. Other berachot are permitted even before Netilat Yadayim. Rosh likewise explained, our hands are askaniot, we touch parts of our body which are unclean overnight. And therefore we need to clean them with Netilat Yadayim in the morning, but we need to clean them for the most critical portions of Tefillah, Kriyat Shema and Amidah. For any and all other berachot, both according to Rashba and for Rosh, you do not need to do Netilat Yadayim before making those berachot. Berkei Yosef of Maran HaChida, however, quotes from Zohar. In Zohar, he picks up on the third reason for Netilat Yadayim in the morning, and that's Ruach Ra'ah, that evil spirit which kind of descends upon us when we go to sleep at night, and although we woke up in the morning and it left us, it stayed on our hands. Says Zohar, it's therefore asur to make any berachot before doing Netilat Yadayim because that Ruach Ra'ah, that evil spirit, is still on your hands. Kafa Chaim, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, is therefore posek lahalacha, that it is forbidden, it's asur for a person to make any berachot before doing Netilat Yadayim in the morning. Shulchan Aruch, however, in Siman Dalet, at the very end, in Saif Chaf Gimal, quotes the opinions of Rashba and Rosh. He writes that it's only for Kiryat Shema and Tefillah that a person needs to first do Netilat Yadayim. Any and all other berachot are permitted even before doing Netilat Yadayim. That indeed is halacha lema'aseh. Chacham Vadia Yosef in Sheilot Tishbot Yabia Omer Chelek Dalet, Chacham Ben Zion Abba Shaul in his Or Lezion Chelek Bet, both write that although it's right to wipe your hands when you woke up in the middle of the night and you want to make a beracha, wipe them to make sure that they're not grimy, they're not dirty to the extent that it's inappropriate to make a beracha. It's unnecessary to do Netilat Yadayim because we follow the opinion on this matter of Shulchan Aruch, who in turn cites and follows the opinions of Rashba and Rosh.